This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys featuring Jed Distler. To learn more about Steinway & Sons, maker of handcrafted pianos since 1853, visit www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. To at least several generations of pianists, Maurizio Pollini represents the modern ideal of a world-class concert pianist, an immaculate technician, certainly when he was younger, and someone whose thoughts about music and whose approach to putting programs together conveys a really fierce integrity and seriousness of purpose. Pollini has never been a pianist about entertainment or show business. It's always been about the music. And because of this, some critics over the years have taken issue with Pollini and have called him a cold or antiseptic interpreter, someone who stands outside the music he plays. One can perhaps see this in certain performances, yet I think that Pollini's greatest music making projects color, expression, and intensity much more than he's often given credit for. And I'm going to try to give a good overview of Pollini's artistry over the course of this episode. In 1971, Pollini signed a contract with the Deutsche Grammophon record label, for whom he continues to record to this day. And I certainly remember when his first release for the label came out, and it sent a shockwave throughout the piano community and kind of raised the bar in certain respects. You'll hear why in this performance of the toccata-like finale of Prokofiev's Seventh Sonata.
Thank you.
The finale from Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Sonata No. 7 with pianist Maurizio Pollini, whose 75th birthday we are celebrating on this episode. Pollini first came to international attention when he won the 1960 International Warsaw Chopin Competition when he was 18 years old. Arthur Rubinstein was on the jury, along with many other well-known pianists and pedagogues, and his reaction to Pollini was to say something along the lines of, "That boy plays better than any of us jurors." Several of Pollini's Chopin performances from that competition were released by Deutsche Grammophon on LP, but they never were officially released on CD. Let's hear one of them now, the Mazurka in C-sharp minor, Opus 50, No. 3. Thank you. Pianist Maurizio Pollini. First, we heard Chopin's Mazurka in C sharp minor, opus 50, number 3, recorded live during the 1960 Warsaw competition, for which the 18-year-old Pollini won first prize. And then we fast forwarded to the year 2009 and a live performance of one of Beethoven's opus 126 Bagatelles, number 4 in B minor. That's actually a work that Pollini has not recorded commercially. Pollini, of course, has long been involved with Beethoven's music, performing and recording all of the piano concertos and the piano sonatas. By contrast, Pollini has chosen his Schubert repertoire more selectively, mainly focusing on the last three sonatas. His recordings of these sonatas, I think, are very underrated in many respects. There's a songfulness and a flexibility to his interpretations that I don't think has been given enough credit. For example, let's take the finale of the Big A Major Sonata. I think it represents a perfect fusion of architecture and passion in Pollini's hands. Just listen and you'll hear what I mean.
Thank you.
That was the finale from Schubert's A Major Sonata, Deutsch number 959, with pianist Maurizio Pollini. That's a 1983 recording. Shortly after Pollini won the 1960 Warsaw competition, he made a studio recording of all the Chopin Etudes for the EMI label. The recording session seemed completely successful, and in fact the producer Peter Andries described the sessions as a spine-tingling event. For some reason, Pollini did not approve of their release at the time. Eventually, he did record the Etudes for Deutsche Grammophon in 1972. However, in 2011, the Testament label released Pollini's EMI Chopin Etudes for the first time, and I think they easily would have become the version of reference had Pollini permitted them to be released back in 1960. So I thought it would be instructive and fun to compare a few of Pollini's earlier and later Chopin Etude performances back to back. Let's hear first the Etude Opus 25 number 8, which is a study where the right hand is playing double note sixths, first Pollini in 1960 and then in 1972. Chopin's Etude in Sixths, Opus 25, Number 8, with Maurizio Pollini. First, we heard his 1960 EMI recording, very accomplished and secure playing. And then we heard the second one from 1972, which I think is a little more refined. The legato is much more pronounced and subtle. Now, let's take the famous revolutionary Etude, Opus 10, Number 12, and see how Pollini compares with himself. Again, we'll hear first Pollini in 1960, followed by his 1972 remake.
Thank you.
Chopin's Etude in C minor, Opus 10, number 12, better known as the Revolutionary Etude. Two recordings with Maurizio Pollini. The first was his long unreleased 1960 recording. The second one is from his better known 1972 Deutsche Grammophon release. Now here, I think the earlier one has more expressive leeway and textural variety, whereas the later one is really excellent in itself, but maybe it's a little more streamlined and more compact. You're listening to Between the Keys. I'm your host, Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. We are featuring pianist Maurizio Pollini on this episode. He celebrates his 75th birthday on January 5th, 2017. Although Pollini has programmed solo works by Johannes Brahms in his concerts, curiously, he hasn't brought any of Brahms' solo repertoire into the recording studio, at least so far as I know. But I do have in my collection a privately issued performance from 1989 of Brahms' four piano pieces, Opus 119. And I think this is something that Pollini's admirers would be curious to hear. So for the featured work on this episode's second half, we will now hear the entire opus, Maurizio Pollini, live in concert playing the four Klavierstück, Opus 119, by Johannes Brahms. The four piano pieces, Opus 119 of Johannes Brahms, from a 1989 recital by pianist Maurizio Pollini. We're going to conclude with a Debussy etude for the eight fingers, Maurizio Pollini at the piano. We just heard music by Claude Debussy, his etude for the eight fingers, recorded live, Maurizio Pollini, who celebrates his 75th birthday on January 5th, 2017. I hope you've enjoyed this past hour of performances by Maurizio Pollini and that you've gotten a sense of the scope of his artistry. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next week at this time. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you've been listening to Between the Keys. This show is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.